with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more, people talking,
Good evening, folks. This is Maggie Rose, guest host for Jeffrey Bennett. You are listening to Republic Broadcasting Network out of Texas, and this is Jeffrey Bennett's show, The Edge of Darkness. Today's date is the first month of the year, the 9th of January, 2023, and we are going to have a lot of information coming at you today in this hour. I want to thank many of our listeners out there for tuning into Republic Broadcasting. I really do appreciate your dedication and your loyalty. Before we go into the meat and potatoes of the program, I want to start off with saying that I, as Maggie Rose, which is my AKA, I've been doing radio now for over 27 years. For many of you, you know that I start off with Republic Radio International, went from there to Heritage Radio in Indiana. Then I spent some time with Mel Pyatt in Crusade Radio, now called Christian Crusade. I was with the Micro Effect. And then for about 6 years, I was with Revolution Radio. And now I'm guest hosting with and for Jeffrey Bennett, Mike, and Republic Broadcasting Network. One of the things that I've told people time and again, and this comes born out of experience of coming from a rather interesting and somewhat dysfunctional family, going into the military when I was only 18 years old, having my first experiences living and working and being with people of different cultures, different skin color, different religious backgrounds, being stationed overseas in Southeast Asia. I was there when Vietnam fell. I later on went back to school. I've received three associate's degrees. I have a bachelor's degree, my nursing diploma degree, and licensure, which I'm planning to surrender because I will not be part of the medical establishment as we see today. I have decided that I cannot be part of a system that has become so corrupted and so compromised. But one of the things that I will tell you, and I have many people also in my family who are from different parts of the country. I have a sister-in-law from South America. I have another sister-in-law who's from Korea. I have relatives and people that are from the Philippines in my family. So what I have said time and time again, I have zero tolerance for intolerance. Now, you may ask, Maggie Rose, where are you going with this? And that's okay. One of the things I do not believe in is I do not believe in a lot of swearing and cussing going on. And Republic Radio Broadcasting network also feels that, you know, we want to keep this a clean station as much as we possibly can. And I had somebody come up the other day and I asked him a question that had him, he flew off and got very upset. And he does that once in a while. I think a lot of us will do that, especially if we've been averaging 2 to 3 to 4 hours a night sleep as he's been doing and fighting so hard for this country as he's been doing. Now, I'll have people out there that will be attacking him and attacking others and questioning who they really are, where they really came from, what their real agenda is. And many times I find that these are cases of both men and women that are jealous, either because they can't, won't, or don't want to get more involved than they already have been. Many people out there are keyboard warriors. They feel it's nice and safe to sit behind their computer and badmouth other networks or badmouth, you know, other talk show hosts or their guests or whatever and say, well, you know, nothing has happened, so therefore I don't believe anything's really happening or anything's going to happen. One of the things I can tell you is I learned in the military, and I still have to remind myself of this from time to time, it's a need-to-know basis. And we, all of us, as a collective, don't need to know everything and all that's going on behind the scenes. Because there's always going to be that person with the loose lips. What came out of World War II was the expression, loose lips sink ships. There's always going to be someone there that can be compromised, can be bought off, can be threatened. And that is one of the reasons why there is the kind of security we have in this nation. We also have people out there that are giving us disinformation. Let's call them the bad guys who don't really have our best interest in their hearts, that are all about money and control and greed and more control. So they're putting out disinformation. Then you've got our white hats and our good military, the military that haven't been compromised. They are also putting out information. Sometimes they're putting out information that's what we would call disinformation, because it's to throw the bad guys off, to keep them off balance. So now we have people out there who I understand, we have a gentleman up in Vancouver, I guess, that at one point came up, and I wasn't there. I didn't hear it. You all know who he is. And he was talking a bit about the Roman Catholic Church. He was talking a bit about a Jewish heritage or background. And he was talking a bit, maybe, I guess, about the Masons or something. And all of a sudden, there was what I would call a blank, diddy, blank, blank show. Imagine the word S, it's four letters. A show that went on regarding this, attacking the network, attacking other people, all because this gentleman had brought up the subjects of the Masons, brought up the subjects of the Jewish, and brought up the subjects of the Catholics. Now, I want you all to sit there for a moment and think. Use your critical thinking skills, which has been pretty much bred out of us over the last 3 or 4 generations of public schooling and education, and all the bombardment of the misinformation has been given towards us through the news media, et cetera, et cetera. Granted, the Mormon Church has had its share of people that have been less than ethical, and so has the Catholic Church. And so have some people with Jewish background, whether you want to say the Jewish bankers, the people in Hollywood, many of them are Jewish, many judges are Jewish, a lot of professors have a Jewish background. But how many of you have really stopped to think about it for a minute? For hundreds of years, certain cultures have seen the importance of education, and that has been their prime objective when they have their children and grandchildren, is getting them a really good education. Now, I'm not saying that people that have a Baptist background or Presbyterian or Methodist or Mormon or, you know, a Jehovah's Witness or free evangelical, that they don't care about the education of their children. But sometimes it's the money that was made a long time ago that ends up being passed down as inheritances, that ends up generating more money and better investments. So 3, 4, 5, and 6 generations down to the present day have all been able to go to the Ivy League schools and come out with doctorates and come out, you know, with their PhDs and doctors and lawyers and whatever. And there's some jealousy behind that. If you look at our basic animal instincts, there's going to be, as we know, the jealousies out there. We have the haves, we have the have-nots. And some of the haves have had in their family DNA and for 4 or 5 generations back have been investing in the education of their young people and paying it forward for the next 2, 3 generations so that their great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren will maybe have some of the abilities and privileges that you and I may not have had growing up because of our family dynamics of the family background and where we came from. But what has happened over the years, people don't really know their history. And so they compare and they mesh the words Illuminati with the word Mason. And they say, oh, well, you know, when you get up around the 33rd degree of Mason, nobody really knows what's going on with them. So let's just attack them and say they must be evil because they're this secret society. Folks, there have been secret societies in every organized religion imaginable, whether it's the Catholics, whether it's the Mormons, the Presbyterians, they all had their little idiosyncrasies. And to sit there and attack one group of people because we believe that, and I do believe, I come from a background too of some of those above, where the Catholic Church has gotten too big, too powerful, and too controlling, and has not really had the best interest of the world in mind. The Mormon Church themselves have become very, very big and have grown very wealthy. But are we going to sit there and blame the Mormon Church because of a fraction of people that broke off that practice some of what Mormonism believes, but they call themselves the Fundamental Church of Latter-day Saints, and they're the ones that believe in having, you know, 10, 12, 13, 14, 25 wives, but they won't and can't physically support all of them. They can have 50 children, but find a way to make their wives go to work and live on food stamps and everything. And then everybody says, oh, see, you know, those Mormons, you know, they have 25 wives and the wives are being abused and the children are getting abused. And you're lumping them with all the other LDS or Mormons that are out there that are not part of that polygamy. It's a totally different group. The Mormons out there that only have one husband and one wife do not subscribe to the other group. It's what you might call, you know, an off branch. They're not like the really true Mormons. The same with the Catholic Church. There's some very good people in the Catholic Church and they believe wholeheartedly in what they're doing and what they're saying. And too many of them are finally, there's too many of them that have looked the other way, but now they're not. Now they're realizing the Pope, the current Pope, as we have, is not a good person. He's changing all of a sudden all these rules and regulations that the Catholic Church has lived by for hundreds of years to subscribe, so supposedly to become more woke and accepting, including the killing of babies at all stages of development during pregnancy. To me, that's not a real Catholic Pope. The Catholic Church, I always thought, believed in the sanctity of life. You sit there and you have a person say, I have Jewish background, I've had Catholic background, I've had Masonic in my family, and you want to attack this individual. You want to rake him through the coals. You don't want him to be heard. You don't want him to voice himself. Well, let me tell you, folks, I was running for governor in Oregon just a few months ago. I was the 4th woman running for governor. There was also a man who was running under the Libertarian Party. I was a constitutional Republican, a conservative Republican, running in the Constitution Party as a Constitution Party member. Just newly had signed into the Constitution Party last May of 2022. when the other three women, Kotek and Drazen and Johnson, were all being brought up to debate each other in at least four or five debates across the state, the Oregonian newspaper, which is very, very liberal up in the Portland area, and the Willamette Weekly, which is also up in Northern Oregon, basically told me I would not be allowed to debate, and they didn't want people to know of my existence. They didn't want people to know that I was running for governor. They didn't want to put me in the newspapers. They didn't want to interview me. Now, a few of really ethical journalists, like in Grant County in John Day, Oregon, and in a place called Bend, Oregon, and a few newscasters, like in Salem with KBZI, which is a rock and roll station, they would interview me. They did put up my ads, which, of course, I paid for. But they were the true journalism because they believed everybody should have a voice and all Oregonians should know that there was a fourth woman out there running, and then they could decide who they were going to vote for. But see, the Oregonian and the Willamette Weekly, they don't believe in true journalism. They don't believe in freedom of speech. They wanted to keep me suppressed. And finally, the lady that was doing most of the interviewing of Kotek, Johnson, and Drazen, when I asked her, I said, look, Fox News in New York City is stating that there's three women making history running for governor. No, no, no. There was four women running for governor making history. And when I questioned the Oregonian editor, the lady who was interviewing them, she said, well, you don't have any credibility. You don't have a right to have a voice because you don't have at least $1 million in your PAC. You have to have had donations of at least $1 million come in before we take you serious. Really? So I don't have a right to let the Oregonians out there know that I exist and tell them what my platform is and what I would do for Oregon. I don't have a right to speak. I have to be muzzled because I don't have at least $1 million in my PAC from donations. And yet these other three women, Kotek, Drazen, and Johnson, had all violated the Oregon State Constitution. Now, how did they do that, you ask Maggie? Well, in the 90s, the people of Oregon decided it shouldn't be only the people becoming rich that should run for office, that the average middle-class person or below middle-class should have an opportunity, equal opportunity too. So they passed something in the Oregon State Constitution where you could not take large donations of money from any corporations within Oregon or outside the borders of Oregon, or from big unions. And if you did, and you were running for an office that was, let's say, a four-year term as governor, then you would not be able to run for any office in the state for 8 years, two times whatever that office would have been. That means you can't run for county commissioner, you can't run for school board, you can't run for any of this. Now, you can look this up under the Oregon Constitution, which is under Article 2, Section 22. It's right there. But just like so many of our so-called appointed and elected leadership over the decades in the United States have violated our U.S. Constitution and all three branches of government, they have violated the state constitution of whatever state you're living in, and we're letting them get away with it because not enough people are saying, we're going to stop this. We're going to put our foot down. We're not going to go to work for 3 or 4 days. We're not going to pay taxes this year. We are going to put a halt to how corrupted our state and our federal governments have become. But everybody's going to keep going along with the program because you're all afraid. But yes, so I was told I did not have the freedom of speech. I didn't have the freedom to debate, and they were going to silence me. Primarily, this came from the Oregonian. But the Willamette Weekly was playing along to get along as well. But all three women do not have the right to sit in the governor's office. And Tina Kotek is guilty not only of taking money from big corporations like Pfizer and Phil Knight of Nike, but she's also guilty of taking money from the FDX. Y'all heard about that young man. He's being extradited back to the United States. Tina Kotek took money from him as well. But are the Oregonians going to do anything about it? I haven't seen an uprising yet. I don't know what has happened to the men of this country or even some of the women of this country. We don't have to get violent and storm, the national capital or even our state capitals. There needs to be organization. There needs to be people pulling together and saying enough is enough. And we can do it without bloody violence. But when you want to silence people, like some of you wanted to silence our friend James up in Vancouver, because he brought up the issues of Catholicism and Masonic and Jewish. Well, let me tell you what, folks. In my own family, including blood relatives, I have Master Masons. My great-grandfather and my great-great-grandfather were Master Masons. My paternal grandfather was a Master Mason. He passed away in 1957. I myself have gone all the way back in my genealogy and found Masonic connections all the way back to the Revolutionary War. These were men that did charitable acts. They were helping their communities. They were putting together homes for children that were orphans and for widows that were had lost their husbands. They created the Shriners Children's Hospital. If you don't know who the Shriners Children's Hospital is and how they really run, go look it up. They have done a lot of good works. Unfortunately, the Illuminati, which are evil, satanic, very nefarious, have decided to hide behind the Masons fraternity and took many of their symbolisms and many of their traditions, that all they are is traditions and symbolism. And they took it as their own, basically to hide before and behind and confuse the issues. But when you talk about secret handshakes, how many of you know someone that went to a university and studied at a university and belonged to either a woman's sorority or a men's fraternity? They had their own secret handshakes, their own symbolism, their own little traditions, their own little candlelight ceremonies. Come on, folks. Are you going to attack all fraternities and sororities across the United States? The one thing they're not supposed to be doing is hazing. And people are trying to crack down on that because too many hazing incidents have gotten away out of control and people have died because of it. Even hazing in the military is not supposed to be occurring. And they're trying to minimize and get rid of that as well. So when people are so ready to jump on the bandwagon and crucify someone because they had some Jewish background in their family or some Masonic family background or Catholicism in their family, well, guess what? My mother's mother was born and raised Catholic, and her mother was born and raised Catholic out of Canada in the 1870s. They were Irish Catholic. So if my great-great-great-grandparents and my great-great-grandparents and my great-grandparents and my great-grandmother and my grandmother and my grand-aunt were all Catholic, are you going to crucify Maggie Rose for that? Oh, by the way, the actor Hugh O'Brien that you all know as having been my uncle who played Wyatt Earp on TV in the 1950s and 60s, and he was in the movie Twins with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito. Did you know that on his mother's side, that her mother's mother came from a line of not only Englishmen, but also indigenous Indians from New Jersey, the Lenape tribe, which were an off branch of the Delawares. And my grandmother, my paternal grandmother's father was Jewish, and his parents were Jewish, and they were married in the Jewish temple in Ohio by her cousin, Rabbi Wise. So if there is Jewish heritage in my family going back two or three generations ago, are you going to crucify Maggie Rose for that? Wow. So Maggie Rose has had Masons in her family. She's had Catholics in her family. She's had Mormons in her family. She's had Jewish in her family. Oh, yes, and I have Norwegian and French and German and Scottish and a lot of English. Who cares? Isn't it time we all grow up and stop labeling each other? I have zero tolerance for intolerance. And I won't allow that anywhere I go if I have anything to say about it. This was not intended to be an ass-chewing for any of you out there. I just want you all to look, sit up, and take note that we all need to grow up. We have bigger battles to fight. We have a war going on out there that's a cold war, and we have a spiritual war. Attacking people because they've had Jewish or Masonic or Catholic background, it's petty. It's childish. And it's totally unnecessary. All across the board. And I'm really hoping in time that you will all sit up and say, look, we have got bigger fish to fry. We don't need people coming up onto Republic Radio Broadcasting Network or any of the other platforms out there and attacking each other. And name-calling and maligning each other. For those of you out there who call yourselves Christian, then be a Christian. But don't be attacking someone because of the fact that they're Mormon or they're Jewish or they happen to be have a Masonic family member in their family or even if they've been Masons themselves. Because you really don't know until you've walked in their moccasins. Unless you yourself have been in the Masonic family or known people in your family that were Masons and can say, oh, they did all these horrible, evil things. Or are you just reading books of people that were either saying they were Masons and that they were kicked out or they decided to leave, so they decided to write a juicy book to make money off of writing a juicy book, and so we're going to just believe all these books that are written, right? Do you believe everything you read? Do you believe everything you hear? You need to have a discerning eye. You need to be able to separate things that maybe don't resonate completely. Or is it we're just as human beings, we just want to blame someone. Let's blame all the people of Jewish background. Let's blame all the Catholics. Let's blame all the Masons for what's actually the Illuminati and what they're the ones that are doing it. Because I can tell you right now that until we stop this blame game going on in this country and around the world, we're not going to get very far as a human race. We are supposed to be evolving spiritually, as well as emotionally and mentally and intellectually. And as we're supposed to be revolving and evolving spiritually, we're supposed to be practicing the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Love is the lesson here on planet Earth. Earth is a schoolhouse. That's why we're here. So I don't want to hear any more or read any more comments of people attacking people with Catholic background or Jewish background or Masonic background or attacking 107. 107 was very, very upset that day. A lot had come down. I'm not making excuses, but I actually spoke to him just before we came on the show, and I asked him about what's going on with the Brunson brothers, and he gave me a response of what happened and why the Supreme Court came down with this decision. They denied the Brunson brothers. It came down today, the answer, from the court hearing last Friday. But that doesn't mean it's over, folks. We're going to be going to a station break here in just a couple minutes. In less than probably 30 seconds, and then I'll be back, and then we'll get into the real part of the show that I wanted to share with you today.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. Good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Well, you know the bottom's falling out. All the people slipping through the cracks.
Yeah.
Well, you can run and hide.
I love that music, folks. Very good choice, Mike. Folks, yes, we really, really appreciate your support here in Republic Radio, Republic Broadcasting Radio, RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org. This is how we are able to get this information out to you. In many cases, many of you have written me and said, I don't have TV. I don't subscribe to any cable division or collect the newspaper. My radio doesn't tell me much of anything. I get most of my news from the internet. So what do know when you get on the internet, you're going to find a lot of stuff coming from MSNBC and Microsoft and everything. And they're doing this spin just like Facebook does, where they're putting out all this information, constantly saying how, you know, Trump didn't win and he lost by thousands of votes. And if you've been around long enough now and you've actually taken the time to do your research, you would have known what I've known for some time. I actually met with some of these cyber experts who, when I went to Las Vegas to meet up with 107 and Jim Cabisi, who played Jesus Christ in The Passion of Christ, the Mel Gibson movie, I met with Rudy Rudiger, who played the movie. They had a movie about his story called Rudy Rudy, about the young football player at Notre Dame. I met with all these individuals and many of the cybersecurity experts that were able to prove to us that what was really happening was an invasion of our election, and how it was able to be stolen, and how they've been doing it more and more over the last 3-4 decades, and how now they're getting very blatant in our face and doing it, believing that we can do nothing about it. So for those of you that were wanting to know about Brunson, okay, the Brunson brothers, here's the background. Loy, Roland, Darren, and Gaynor Brunson are all brothers. They witnessed the 2020 election, along with claims from members of Congress that the election was rigged. What got their attention was when the proposition to investigate those claims was presented to the Congress and put to a vote. What came as a shock to the four brothers is when they discovered that 387 members of our U.S. Congress, along with Vice President Mike Pence, actually voted against the proposed investigation, thus thwarting the investigation. Whether the election was rigged or not was no longer their main concern. What now became the concern was when those members of Congress violated their sworn oath by voting to thwart the investigation. The brothers wanted to do something about this. Their brother Darren had quite a lot of experience in the legal field, which started out when he began suing banks in an attempt to show the corruption in the part of the financial world. So he had enough knowledge to file a lawsuit against the now current 385 members of Congress, along with Vice President Mike Pence, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris. He already had experience with the Supreme Court of the United States by bringing two petitions to them, both of which were denied. But this experience gave him enough success along the way to give him confidence that maybe, just maybe, he might be able to do something about this thwarted investigation that should have been conducted. Their brother Gaynor was heavily occupied with his audio video television business, which is called Rock Canyon Studios. So Darren got together with his other two brothers to plan out the strategy. They decided to have their oldest brother, Loy, to be the name on the lawsuit, which is called a complaint. And because he would be on the complaint, the court would refer to him as a plaintiff. The 388 people being sued, the Congress of the United States, would now be called defendants. Loy filed the complaint, which eventually got back to the federal court. So they got together and decided to have their brother, Roland, file the identical lawsuit with his name on it in the Utah Second District Court. While Loy's lawsuit continued to be held hostage in the federal court, Rollins' lawsuit eventually made it to the Supreme Court of the United States. Now, folks, just so you know, only about 15 to 20 cases are ever heard by the Supreme Court of the United States per year. They did hear this case on Friday, but probably because of political pressure. Because if they had found and in favor, it would have meant that those 300 and something Congress people would all have to be removed out of Congress. And of course, you know, they many times people blame, well, it's better we have the evil there that we know and understand than, you know, have to do a complete cleaning of house, which is what we need. We need to do a complete cleaning of house. Well, I spoke to Juan this evening, 5 minutes before the show, and he told me that the Supreme Court came back from their decision on Friday and denied this one Brunson Brothers case. But folks, that doesn't mean that it's over. I'd like to play with you what Juan said to me, and just know there's a lot of background noise because there's a lot of people in the background, so hopefully you'll be able to hear this.
The whole idea is that they want to hear it a certain way, and we keep coming back at them. It's not the end of the world. In fact, the fight's just getting going, and there's two other cases, one by the Brunsons and one by another group that are similar, and they may want to choose between them because the remedies are slightly different. So, you know, this is far, far, far from over.
Okay, so what can I please tell the listeners?
I'm asking him, what am I going to share with the listeners?
What is going on and what the
Well, there's five appeals possible. And there's other cases that are in the pipeline that they can come out in other ways. But the reality is we are going to put in a motion for reconsideration. We've had, I spent the weekend with getting it right, precision, the court, it's a case of first impression. There's enough intricacies that they may want it heard, want to hear it slightly differently. So, and that gives us another bite of the apple to come back slightly differently and have reconsider with slight variations. Other people put in biggest reason. We're not done by a long shot.
Can people...
I said all along, it was a very long shot.
Yeah.
So nobody was misled.
No, nobody was. Can people still keep donating to the Brunson Brothers?
Well, of course, yes. We're going to have to bring in legal assistance probably to take it to the next level. And I've got people that are willing to add stuff and do stuff. But there's also research stuff. And they've put, a huge amount to be in it to this point. So everybody's relaxed. But, yes, they should, this is a very methodical, long-term project with a lot at stake. And we're not, backing off for an instant.
Okay, good. Good. Okay, then that's what I will share with people.
So, folks, what he's saying is we're not backing off, that there's numerous other cases that are going forward right now. We're not going to quit. There should be an investigation into what happened in 2020. And the fact that Vice President Pence at the time and Biden and Kamala Harris, they are all guilty of what is going on. And we know that the Congress of the United States at the time should have said, yes, there's been a lot of inconsistencies. There's been a lot of abnormalities. There's been a lot of things going on that were totally illegal that should have been looked at. There should have been an investigation right off the bat in that first week in November following the election, especially during that first 45 days that there was supposed to be a complete looking at the entire situation. And that wasn't even done. So what we are considering and believe is that those people that were sitting in the Congress of the United States that voted along with Pence to not have any kind of an investigation are traitors to the United States Constitution, to the United States of America, and to we the people. And so the Brunson brothers and others who are bringing forward these cases are not saying, okay, we know the election was stolen, so let's, we want to overturn it. Now, they're not going there. What they want to look at is the fact is, let's go back to the checks and balances we should have in this country, where the Congress and the Senate should say, look at, there's just too much that was going on that should not have been going on. We need an investigation into this. And Vice President Pence should not certify the election until there's been a thorough investigation where everything has been satisfied. And Pence at that point was already hating Trump. He really wanted Trump's job. He wanted to be the president himself. And so he basically betrayed his own commander in chief. Okay, so I just want to let you know that, yes, the decision came back from the Supreme Court because they are cowardly themselves. All right. And hopefully in time, enough pressure will be brought to bear. Now, we were also going to talk today a little bit about, again, more about the vaccination situation of what is going on with the vaccinations. Here was an article that was posted. It was called vaccinedeaths.com. The vaccinedeaths.com is detailing how there have been even more reports coming in lately of athletes dying young, such as the story of a teen golfer who died suddenly while practicing. These deaths may be connected with the COVID-19 vaccinations, which have been shown to cause blood clots, like what happened to my mother, and heart attacks resulting from those blood clots. And as you know, my father-in-law had two heart attacks immediately following the Moderna. My mother had blood clots immediately following the Moderna, and they both died 8 days apart from each other. He last August 27th of 21, and my mother September 4th, 8 days later of 2021. The article can be found under the title, More Young Athletes Are Falling. Teen golfer dies suddenly while at practice. And you can find that under, and Mike will put it up in the Republic Broadcasting Network site, vaccinedeaths.com. That's where you can find it. In this article, Mary Verreal writes, quote, Tyler Erickson, a senior student at Holmes County High School who excelled both athletically and academically, died suddenly Monday, September 12th at Holmes County on Florida's Panhandle while practicing for an upcoming tournament. Erickson served as state president of the National Beta Club, and he was a talented golfer. His school's athlete director, Jeff Lee, said that the teen died doing what he loved. Villarreal goes on to report that, quote, according to Erickson's parents, he came home after golf practice on Monday, drank some water, decided to go back to the course to practice some more. However, he did not come home after the sun came down, which concerned his parents. They went to the course to look for him and found him dead on the floorboard of a golf cart on the course's sixth hole. His father, Holmes County Commissioner Clint Erickson, wrote in a Facebook post that the cause of his son's death had not been confirmed, although the doctors at the hospital said they believed he might have had a heart attack or a blood clot, quote, unquote. Verreal then goes on to explain that Tyler Erickson is only the latest in a string of sudden athlete deaths now that the COVID shot has been introduced to the world. Verreal writes, quote, Erickson's death is the latest in a string of sudden deaths that have struck young athletes in recent weeks. A 17-year-old backup center on the football team of Rahway High School in central New Jersey died in his sleep last week. An 18-year-old lifeguard at San Bernardino del Toronto in Italy, Lorenzo Squinklins, died shortly after beginning to feel ill. On August 30th, Ellie Palfreyman, a 20-year-old Canadian junior ice hockey star, died during the intermission of a game. He was named captain of his team in Ontario just days prior. All these happened in the midst of mass vaccination campaigns against the so-called Wuhan coronavirus, COVID-19, which has recently shifted its focus to now vaccinating children and young adults. COVID-19 vaccines have been linked to an increased risk of developing heart inflammation, unquote. These types of deaths used to be extremely rare, and then now that they're happening more and more and more frequently is clear from reports in the media, and a lot of that, folks, it's being suppressed by many of the major media networks. Quote, these vaccines are dangerous and need to be pulled off the market as quickly as possible for the good of mankind to stop future deaths of this sort. Again, go to vaccinedeaths.com. That's VaccinedeAths.com. That's Victor, Alpha, Charlie, Charlie, India, November, Echo, Delta, Echo, Alpha, Tango, Hotel, Sierra.com. All right, and then we have this one other thing I wanted to bring up. This came out of the American Free Press that occasionally Maggie Rose writes for under both her AKA of Maggie Rose and also under the last name of Smith. The article is written by somebody who wrote in from Seattle, Washington, said it can be dangerous showing your patriotism in some U.S. cities. And the initials of the person is D.S., He says, I'm a longtime subscriber, and I go all the way back to the spotlight days. I am also a longtime activist in the Patriot movement. Unfortunately, I live in the Soviet Socialist Republic of Seattle, Washington, literally. The members of our city council are a bunch of radical socialists who have dragged this city of Seattle through the mud. In Seattle, one does not know who is or isn't Antifa or Black Lives activists. It's therefore very dangerous for a deplorable patriot like me to be open about my beliefs. After getting whacked in the noggin and then hospitalized by a Black Lives Matter miscreant in July of 2020 with a busted head and a severed ear, I can now personally attest to the fact that these people have no limit to their hatred and brutality. I am 76 years old and I'm visually impaired now, so you can see that they are not too choosy about the age or condition of their victims. I had been warned about displaying any pride in American, and I was told U.S. flags or red, white, and blue or cowboy gear or country music, etc., would be considered, quote, white supremacy, unquote. This includes any symbols or celebrations of Western civilization. Anyway, they botched the job. I'm a tough old goat, and I will not be bowed, bent, broken, or silenced. Since that assault, I have been sounding off from coast to coast to awaken people to this growing Marxist threat. Our country is now in the greatest danger with leftists in positions of power across this land in federal, state, and local government. One need only look at the condition of blue state cities like Minneapolis, Seattle, and Portland, Oregon, where violent riots were allowed to continue, and in some cases were supported by local politicians, even as local law enforcement was spit upon. These are no longer cities you want to raise a family in, unless you want them to grow up to be good little Marxists. On another note, I would like to know how I can order the CDs from the band Poker Face. I need this kind of patriotic music to keep up my spirits. You can visit pokerface.com or go to pokerface.com/band.html or email the manager, Paul Topete, T-O-P-E-T-E, paul@pokerface.com or snail mail to Paul Topete at PF Productions, P.O. Box 9200, Allentown, Pennsylvania, 18106. So, folks, again, people are standing up and they will not be bowed. Now, I opened up the show today with what some of you, again, may consider a tongue lashing, and that's not what it is. I am very passionately expressing that I, Maggie Rose, am speaking for myself, that I have zero tolerance to intolerance, whether it's in my local community, whether it's in my state, or whether it's across the nation. We have a lot of people out there that call themselves Christian, and I hesitate to even use that word when I refer to myself anymore. There's been a lot of positive things that have happened in Christianity and a lot of negative things. And I've reached a point in my life where I do not want to subscribe to any one religion or any one belief system of what you would call organized religion. I see a lot of positive things in the Catholic religion, but I will not become Catholic, even though I come from a long family of people that were Catholics, and even though I was put in Catholic schools for 3 years as a non-Catholic. I will not subscribe to the Mormon church because there's things in there that I cannot 100% wrap my loyalty around. But there's things about the Mormons that I love. They're wonderful people. They're very family oriented, and they can teach us a lot about cooking and canning and preparing and prepping. So there's just an awful lot to be said about that group of people. I see some beautiful things in some of the Jewish traditions, but I myself could never subscribe to that. Again, like I said, I don't consider myself on a Christian path. I consider myself on a spiritual path. And there's a big difference between calling yourself religious and calling yourself spiritual. And if you don't know the difference, you need to go look that up for yourself. There's a big difference between calling yourself religious and calling yourself spiritual. And I see nowadays that too many religions are being used, and some of them have women that are at their leadership, that's true. But for the most part, they're being controlled and run by men. And I see religion now as being used as a way to control the people. And I've seen this going on for hundreds of years. It's very important that you all learn to do your research. It's important that you ask the hard questions and don't settle for the first or second answer given to you. And when it comes to your own health, make sure that if you're told something, that you go and you get a second and a third and a fourth opinion, especially if you're given a diagnosis like cancer or some other very serious illness. I was going to be covering today regarding the doctor down in Texas and what is going on with his clinic down there, what has happened to him over the last 15, 20 years. I'm going to be covering that on Friday. It's very important because there are cures for cancers out there that the big pharmaceuticals don't want you to know about. They don't want you to know about the holistic healers out there, the doctors that have come up with some methods that are non-invasive, that where you're not loading your body up with chemicals and radiation, which actually is harming you more than it's helping you. Because the big pharmaceuticals, they get wealthy off of us being sick. So it behooves them to keep us ill. It behooves them to keep us sick. So the money can keep coming in and rolling in. So they have got control over the American Medical Association. They've got control. Many of these doctors actually own stock in some of these big pharmaceuticals. So it behooves many of these doctors to push the pills, to push the chemo, to push the radiation. Because many of our doctors and nurses have become desensitized now to human life. One life is just the same as another. And unless they've been with their patient for many, many years and feel fully invested in the patient and their family, a death is a death to them. They don't care. Ask Dr. Tanker that at Kaiser Permanente in Walnut Creek, California. She's in her 30s, and she's become so desensitized to the death and dying around her that it doesn't really mean anything to her at all. And there's a lot of doctors and nurses out there that are that way. There's many of them, though, that do still take the Hippocratic Oath and do believe in doing no harm. And those are the doctors and nurses we need to seek out. Those are the doctors we need to listen to. Those are the nurses we need to say thank you to. Folks, I'll be back on Friday with Jeffrey Bennett's show, The Edge of Darkness. This is Maggie Rose. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting Network and continue to help keep us on the air. Until then, till next Friday, have a good rest of the week. Good night.
Of the empty hand, oh, we hold on to what she can. And charity, charity is the coat you wear twice a year. This is the year of the guilty man. Your television takes a stand, and you'll find that what was over there is over here. So you scream from behind your door, say what's mine is mine and not yours. I may have too much, but I'll take my chance and say I sang it 20 years and a day. There's nothing changed, the human race found some other guy and walked into the flames. It's hard to love. Jesus has so much to hate. Hanging on to woe, there is no hope to speak out. In the wounded skies above, say it's much too late. Then maybe we should all be praying for time.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.